Om Shanti. We have the first session starting this afternoon, and we have Sister Deepa taking us through the session for self-empowerment. Unka parichay hai. Deepa Devi is a Bachelor of Commerce graduate from Mumbai University. Aur Brahma Kumari Institution se aap judi hain करीब बचपन से और समर्पित रूप से सेवाएं दे रही हैं करीब 35 साल से. राजयोग मेडिटेशन पढ़ाती हैं और स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज को इम्पार्ट कर रही हैं. अभी ब्रह्मा कुमारी का विले पार्ले सेंटर जो है मुंबई में, वहां से ऑपरेट कर रही हैं और लेक्चर्स, वर्कशॉप्स, सेल्फ डेवलपमेंट एंड राजयोग मेडिटेशन में देश में अलग अलग जगह पे दिया है. सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेस में कई जगह जहां इन्होंने प्रोग्राम दिया है, वो आर्मी वॉर कॉलेज माऊ, एमपी, नेवल हेडक्वार्टर्स न्यू दिल्ली, हेडक्वार्टर्स वेस्टर्न नेवल कमांड मुंबई, हेडक्वार्टर्स ईस्टर्न नेवल कमांड विशाखापट्टनम, हेडक्वार्टर्स गोवा नेवल एरिया, आईएनएस सरदार पटेल एंड आईएनएस द्वारका at Porbandar, Naval Air Station Porbandar, FLAME, that was a program for flag officers, newly promoted admirals in Kota House, BSF Frontier Headquarters, New Delhi, Tihar Jail, 12 Corps and other forces. और बहुत जगह जगह वर्कशॉप किया है, प्रोग्राम्स किया है और हमारे हर प्रोग्राम में दीपा दीदी विदाउट फेल आती हैं. तो अभी हमारे साथ जुड़ी हैं, उनका एक बार बहुत बहुत वेलकम है. अभी ये सेशन 5:15 से चलेगा, उसके बाद हम क्विकली जाएंगे आर्ट गैलरी के पास, वहां पे सामने वहां पे ग्रुप फोटो है एंड देन 5:45 ऑनवर्ड्स वी हैव दी इनॉग्रल सेशन जो हार्मनी हॉल में होगा. ओम शांति दी.
थैंक यू वेरी मच कौशल भाई. It's a pleasure again to have all of you here in Madhuban, and our sincere thanks to you for creating this time, you know, for yourself and for also appreciating your accepting our invitation. Lots of gratitude towards you for your commitment and dedication to serve this country. And as Kaushal Bhai was saying, it's always a pleasure for me to come and share and interact with all of you, especially in the security forces, because it's very inspiring to connect with you, to listen to you, see how you are serving the whole country with your dedication. And maybe in the Brahma Kumaris, we sisters from the security wing, we would like to also help you to enjoy this experience of inner security, inner happiness, inner strength constantly. And here in the Brahma Kumaris, it's a beautiful experience of self-empowerment, where it's a journey which we have maybe initiated some time back, where we have been able to now take care of our state of mind. Just like you need to take care of your physical energies, your health, your resources, so that you can always be available, your physical fitness, so that you can always be available for serving the country, whatever is your responsibility at that moment. Here, it's a beautiful journey of self-empowerment, where we learn to take care of our own self, our inner state of mind. And I think in the present circumstances, you must be more aware of the circumstances, because you're actually dealing with all these challenges for the nation and from nature, everything. You can see it much more closely. You understand that taking care of our state of mind has become more and more important. You think so? You think so? And so this aspect of mental and emotional health is now very, very important. It has to become a lifestyle for us now. Just like it's a lifestyle for you, taking care of your physical strength is a lifestyle for you, So whenever we see anyone from the security forces, we get inspired. because they always show that strength and alertness. In the same way, how we can take care of our inner state of mind, our own feelings, our emotions, our attitude, our perspectives, our visions, so that we understand that every situation in which we interact, we are able to contribute even at the energy level. You're already contributing much more and in such a beautiful way to the country. Your dedication is there. So every time you're on duty, you're taking care of so many people, you're taking care of so many situations, and you're contributing towards the security of the country directly. But even how we can also contribute through our thoughts and energy level. And that's what we learn in this journey of self-empowerment, where I first start taking care of my own state of mind, and then I'm able to create that energy around me wherever I am. Will it help, you think, in your team? If as a leader you take care of your own state of mind and create that energy of strength, of empowerment, of self-esteem, of emotional independence, if you create that energy, will it help your team also? Yes. When we connect with each other at the colleague level also, this deep sense of respect for each other, good wishes for each other, will it help at work level? Where I have unconditional respect for each other, unconditional acceptance. Where I'm happy even when everyone of my people around me are moving forward or they are being appreciated. Will it help? And maybe these things look simple, but they are not so simple. No? And so we find that always remaining in that state of mind of positivity, being able to have that unconditional respect and acceptance for every individual with whom we interact at duty, whether it's our seniors, whether it's our colleagues, whether it's a team reporting to you, and being able to empower them also as a leader. Not only give directions to them, but also empower them. Do you think it's important as a leader? Yes? To empower them where they feel yes, they can do what you have given them as instructions. Where they feel yes, now they are ready, emotionally also ready to do whatever, implement whatever guidelines you have given them. Important. So we find that today, being empowered and empowering, both are very, very important. And we can empower only when we are ourselves in a powerful state of mind. So how do we look after this? How can we initiate this journey? Some of you would have initiated this journey, whether through Brahma Kumaris, some of our leaders are sitting with us who have already initiated this journey with the organization or with any other spiritual organization. And I'm sure those who have initiated this journey of self-empowerment through some spiritual organization or spiritual philosophy feel that experience, you know, of strength constantly. Now we find that when we are talking about the self, what is the relevance or connection of the self with other areas of our life? Because mostly from morning to night, the most important area of your life is work. And most of you are in leadership positions, so 24/7, you know, you have to be mentally available. We have a lot of programs of the security services wing here in Mount Abu, but also we have programs at locations. So I come from Mumbai, and so recently I think we had some programs 2 years back with the NSG over there. And from that time, they are quite close to the center where I am there in Mumbai, and they are in Andheri East. They have a group of about 400 people over there, commandos. And so it's been a very good interaction with them. Last 2 years, we've been meeting them at different occasions. And again, we met them 2 days back. And so the head, we were requesting them to come here. And he said, no, my responsibility is that I have to be available here. You know, so even moving out of the city is not possible. And so, there's so much of sense of dedication and responsibility which you have, where work takes over everything, all of your time, all of your availability. So work is very important area, but then with work, surely the family, because we're responsible there also. Other than family, then it's your maybe leisure time, your hobbies, then it's your health, which is a part of your work actually now. And so these other areas of life, what is the connection of self-empowerment to these other areas of life? Because somehow these other areas of life have always taken over, especially work, no? So we've always felt these aspects of meditation, yoga, spirituality are good, but it's difficult to integrate this in my schedule at present. And so we have always felt that the other areas of life have taken over, you know, and they are more surely important, but then they have taken over, so we have not been able to create time for ourselves. But the most beautiful thing what we learn here is that this area of self is so beautifully integrated in each area of our life, that whatever time we invest in empowering the self, in energizing the self, in renewing the self, in maybe refreshing the self, nurturing the self, what happens to the other areas of my life? They improve, they grow, they become easier to manage. So the more time I give, I invest to make myself more happy, make myself more easy, make myself more egoless, more humble, make myself more internally resilient, strong, what happens to the other areas of my life? Yes? They improve. We grow there better. They become more easier to manage. The issues which come in the other areas of life are managed much more easily by us. So whatever time I'm going to invest in this area of self, it's going to give me results in every area of life. So actually it's not removing time, it's creating time. It's actually creating time for you in other areas of life, because things will become much more easy. And so you will be more comfortable there. The time and energy which gets lost because of worrying, because of maybe, you know, brooding, or maybe a lot of stress, especially relationships, especially sometimes, you know, this little aspect of self-doubt or guilt, so many other things come up which we need to deal with. That gets reduced. Even in relationships, that little, you know, trigger which comes, where there's a little subtle friction with each other, where I start feeling that why did that person say this to me, how could that person give that comment, that should not have been said like this, this person should have not dealt with me in this way. Yes? All those thoughts, all those feelings, all those aspects get resolved, because I start taking care of myself. And so there's a lot of acceptance and a lot of power to let go. Yes? I understand the difference of what is this opportunity, how I can, you know, contribute and take care, rather than holding on to small little things which really don't matter after some time. So we find that whatever energy I will acquire or empower in this area, that is automatically going to support me in other areas of life. That will become much more easier. Today doctors are talking about our emotional and mental health being very important to deal with physical illnesses. No? More than 90% of our illnesses are psychosomatic. You know this very well. We have a small little hospital in Mumbai, and this is a 100-bedded hospital near this very busy suburb in Mumbai, Andheri, so in the west. And this hospital is like, you know, a sister concern of the hospital in Mount Abu, which maybe later on you'll be seeing. But it is a tripart agreement which we have, where we have the BMC, that is a municipal government over there in Bombay, which is, you know, it has given us the place. The building has been built up by an organization, a commercial organization, and our global hospital, which is in Mount Abu, is managing it. So we have a team in Mumbai, and our senior sister over there, Yogini Ben, and we have some doctors and all are managing this hospital. The most beautiful thing in this hospital is that our theme is healing with a spiritual touch. That is, we want people to come as patients, but they should learn a healthy lifestyle so that they don't need to come back as a patient. We want them to come back maybe to help someone else, but not as a patient. Also, two of our sisters are staying in the hospital. And we meet the patients, we meet the doctors, we coordinate with them. The hospital administrator is also a dedicated sister who's got the profile of hospital administration also. And so what we have worked closely with all these doctors, you know, every day connecting with them, and we have found that it makes a big difference when the patient who's healing is able to emotionally make themselves more easy, more strong, more positive. They're able to accept the treatment very well. The healing capability of the individual becomes more high. The body heals very well. And so we have doctors working with us, and mostly, you know, before a surgery or before any other of such of a treatment, you know, where they find that the patient has a little bit of anxiety and worry, they will request us to go and meet. We have teams with us of mothers who interact with patients. And depending on the language, we also have mothers who are trained and they interact, they talk to them. If they are open, they also do the meditation course over there with them. And they are really found that it's a rewarding experience. These sisters every day visit the ICU and meditate there, talk to the patients. And so it's a very beautiful experience where we have found a direct result. Where once you heal the mind, automatically the body's healing capacity increases. During COVID, we could see it 100%. Because it was a COVID hospital and surely sisters couldn't physically interact, but we were interacting with most of the patients. We had audio systems where we were guiding them for meditation and some motivational talk. But we also used to connect with them on WhatsApp video calls. And we found patients with, you know, who were on oxygen more than 15 liters also, and you know, lungs were involved, a lot of percentage of their lung involvement, and they were not so good. And these patients, with that positive state of mind, with courage, with meditation, with their own spiritual whatever empowerment they were doing, prayers and other things, slowly the body became better and better, and they were able to leave the hospital free from the illness, healthy. And there were patients who were asymptomatic, who came to the hospital because, you know, at that time there was a rush of a feeling that, oh, hospital beds are not available, oxygen is not available, you know about that. And so there were asymptomatic patients. The doctor is requesting the patient, you don't need to get admitted. We'll give you some, medicine. You just have to remain home, isolated, too. You'll get well very soon. And the patient is in so much of anxiety. Nahi, bed nahi milega, oxygen nahi milega, mujhe admit hona hai. And we saw them asymptomatic patients. Slowly, all the symptoms came. And they went up to even 10 oxygen liters. And so it is so important for us to understand that even if we want to take care of our health, taking care of our mind is much more important together. Once we understand this aspect, we understand that the state of mind has a direct influence on our health. Yes, we have many experiments. I'm sure you have heard of Dr. Emoto, a Japanese scientist. And he talks about water crystals. It's on the net. Yes, sir, if you can just share what he has talked about. So he did this experiment with pure distilled water. And he exposed it to, you know, many experiments like music, he exposed it to other things. And then exposing that to heavy metal music, that is, you know, like disco music and all that loud music. And after a few hours, again exposing and seeing it under the microscope and the image is distorted. And then exposing that same water to any soft music, meditation music, maybe cultural music, folk music, maybe some very beautiful sitar or flute or any other of instrumental music. And after a few hours, again seeing the image there, and there are beautiful crystal formations. And then they had people around a lake. It's all on the net. And so they were praying, different languages, different cultures, prayer is there. So before prayer and after prayer, the water has been mapped. You have to reducing the temperature, very freezing the temperature to some percentage, and then seeing it under the microscope. And before prayer, again the distorted image. After prayer, beautiful crystal formations. But the most beautiful, yes, so means water has the capacity to absorb vibrations, absorb memory, and so that's what they have shown. But the most beautiful part of the experiment was a remote prayer experiment, where, like, suppose you are sitting here, if I ask you to see your family, you can see them. You can see them? Your life partner, your children, you can see them? Yeah, but through your mind's eye. Yes? Physically, they are not in front of you. So these eyes can't see them. Yes? Your mind's eye can see them? So in the same way, this group of people were asked to visualize the lake. So they were seated in a different place and they are visualizing the lake and meditating. And after some time, yes, and after some time, then a sample was taken of the lake. And then they saw again there was a difference in the image. Again there were beautiful crystal formations. So they were talking about, Dr. Emoto talks about how you can transfer this energy through your thoughts anywhere. And as brother said, how much percentage of water there is in our body? More than 70%. But even in the world, 2/3, no? Yes. And so we find that what I'm thinking and feeling has a direct impact on the body. The trillion cells, we have another experiment which is being done here in our CAD program, CAD regression program, which was started about 20 years back, more than 20 years back by Dr. Abdul Kalam. So we have a proper study on that where he speaks as a scientist how our thoughts are creating those, you know, energy which is influencing our body's trillion cells. So that message is going to our trillion cells. And so this experiment is being done with patients who have coronary heart problems. And so with change of lifestyle, their diet, their little exercise and meditation and Raj Yoga meditation, they are able to slowly, slowly reverse that. This is a proper experiment. So what we understand is that what I'm thinking and feeling is going to impact my body whether I choose or not. Whether I realize this or not, it's already impacting. Main kya soch raha hoon ya soch rahi hoon, wo mere sharir ko prabhavit kar raha hai. Hum isko pehchane, acknowledge kar ya nahi, wo hamara choice hai. Yes, it's already impacting. So what are those thoughts which I need to create so that I can help my body to heal? I can help my body to keep it healthy. Yes. Relationships. Do my thoughts influence relationships? Yes. Yes. What I'm thinking about myself, does it help me? Yes. When I'm happy with myself, what happens? Yes. I'm strong. And when I'm not so happy with myself, what happens when there's this? Yes? With others. Okay, let's talk about our relationship with ourselves first. With others, yes. But first with myself. Is it important for me to be happy with myself? Important? My relationship with myself is important? I should be my good friend? What is a good friend? Who's a good friend? Like, we all have good friends. Who supports me every day? Yeah, who supports me unconditionally? Who loves me, accepts me unconditionally? Or and something else? A good friend? We all have good friends. Yes? Sure. It helps to heal. So other treatment, medical treatment surely is very important. That has the priority. But with a positive state of mind, the healing becomes easier. So we were talking about this best friend. So are we our own best friend? Are we always supportive to ourselves? Are we always having this loving self-talk? No, the reality is no, we are not good friends with ourselves. Yes? Do you realize that? Do you realize that? We are not good friends with our own self. We don't have this constant, positive, healing, energizing, empowering self-talk. नहीं हो रहा है अपने आप के साथ हमेशा कुछ न कुछ कंप्लेन है ये ऐसा नहीं हुआ वैसा नहीं हुआ लाइफ में ये नहीं हुआ वो नहीं किया उसने नहीं किया मेरा ऐसा हमेशा होता है ये नहीं होता है वो नहीं ऑलवेज कॉन्स्टेंटली यस वेरी लेस अनकंडीशनल एक्सेप्टेंस फॉर द सेल्फ वेरी लेस नॉन जजमेंटल एटीट्यूड फॉर द सेल्फ यू नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट अदर्स यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट आवर सेल्फ सो हियर वी लर्न दैट आई शुड फर्स्ट लव माई सेल्फ Accept myself as God's most beautiful creation. Yes? And have those unconditional good wishes for myself. Is it important? We have no choice because we are with ourselves 24/7. If I don't give myself positive good wishes, that energy which I'm giving myself, that negative or waste energy is going to influence me, impact me. So being good friends with myself prime importance, my relationship with myself. Then my relationship with others. If I'm happy with myself, what's going to happen to my relationship with others? If I'm good friends with myself, then what's going to happen to my relationship with others? I will start understanding, accepting, becomes easier. I don't have to suppress all those negative feelings and emotions. It becomes much more easier. So first, what we learn here is being good friends with myself. Self-empowerment. Having that constant positive self-talk. Being a good friend, being a good coach, being a good mentor to myself. We are already that to our other colleagues, to our friends, to our family. We are that. We are very good mentors to them. They appreciate us, no? Your colleagues, your friends appreciate you for the guidance, for the, you know, positive pep talk which you give them. Yes, they appreciate you. I have to learn to do that to myself constantly, unconditionally. Yeah. So someday we have to work on that, and it's not my originality, you know. So originality is to be happy with myself. Then I start working on the energy which I'm giving to people. Now the most important is the energy which you're giving to people at work, no? Your colleagues. Your teammates, because as soon as you have a duty, you have to give them instructions, you have to get things done. Yes? And so what is the energy which is following that instruction is important. Instructions are clear. What's the energy? Does it have good wishes? Does it have trust? Does it have faith? You know, because otherwise there are two messages. One is what they hear and one is what they feel from you. So what they hear is, do this, and what they feel sometimes is, I don't think he's going to do this. I don't think he has the capacity to take all this responsibility. I don't think he's so committed. He's going to, you know, land up in trouble for me. Yes? Yes? And so the energy which they receive is sometimes just opposite. So how do I empower others? Relationship at work, how do I give that positive energy to my team, to my colleagues, and also to my seniors. Yes? Our relationship with them also is very important. Important, you think? To move ahead, to work with comfort, to work with ease. Yes? To work with happiness. Very important. So what's the energy which I give there also? My relationship with the Divine. And once I experience that closeness with the Supreme Commander, जो परम रक्षक है सुप्रीम प्रोटेक्टर यस ऑटोमेटिकली आई एम एबल टू रीचार्ज माई सेल्फ कॉन्स्टेंटली एंड देन माई रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज माई रिलेशनशिप्स आर एम्पावर्ड वॉट हैपन्स टू माई रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज यस बिकॉज यू आर वेरी केपेबल एंड एवरी डे एज यू आर कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटिंग एट वर्क योर कैपेसिटीज आर इंक्रीजिंग मल्टीफोल्ड योर स्किल्स आर अपग्रेडिंग सो एट दैट लेवल यू आर वेरी रिस्पॉन्सिबल I mean, all of us learn from you, your commitment, your dedication. But what happens when you're able to take care of your relationship with yourself and others? Responsibilities become comfortable, easy. Yes, there's already a lot of stress for you in the environment, no? Whenever you're working, lots. But if you're taking care of your state of mind, the environment becomes easy, relaxed. So everyone is focused but relaxed. Everyone is busy, responsible but easy. The balance is there. And then what happens? Work. It's already a sense of dedication for you. We have always seen it's a passion, it's dedication for you. But then that's the energy which you're radiating to the world. So even work, without work, the energy which the world needs today is of strength, hope, courage, positivity. Yes? Yes. So when I'm taking care of the state of mind, what's the energy I'm radiating to the world? Because whatever I'm thinking throughout the day, the energy is already moving towards the world. No? So the collective consciousness of the world is more positive or more negative, more peaceful or more fear and anxiety and stress. What is the collective consciousness today? Negative, fear, stress. From stress now we hear this word depression more. Pehle to kehte the tanav hai, stress hai, but abhi to depressed hai, depressed. Yes? And so the collective energy there is already increasing. If I still remain in stress, if I still am upset, if I'm still having that subtle anxiety, if I'm still feeling low, then I'm contributing to that. Yes? But when I take care of my state of mind, and in that challenging situation also I remain light. In that situation where maybe I feel people are not pleasant with me, I still forgive and give good wishes. In an environment where maybe situations are such, or people have taken decisions where I'm not able to move forward, I still am very secure. I still am in my deep sense of self-esteem. I'm still happy with myself. Yes? So what's the energy that I'm radiating? I'm increasing that collective energy of peace, strength, hope, love, forgiveness, self-esteem. Yes? Is that important? Yes, so each one of us starts contributing to that throughout the day. And when we take care of our state of mind, when I'm talking about energy, there are some things which we are doing throughout the day. But with spiritual understanding, there's a lot of energy behind that. Like self, throughout the day I'm with myself. So I'm constantly thinking and talking about myself. But with meditation, it becomes always self-esteem. Every thought will increase and enrich my self-esteem. Yes? And help me to be free from ego. Because where there's self-esteem, there's no ego. Yes? It's important. Yes? Future. Because self-esteem and ego, you feel wherever there is ego, I need people to respect me, acknowledge me, appreciate me. Yes? Yes? Yes, because we need people. If someone doesn't appreciate me and respect me, then I'm upset about it. So, yeah. Very beautifully in our regular spiritual study, it's defined very beautifully in one of our regular spiritual study. Jahan abhiman hai, वहां मान तो स्वीकार करेंगे, अपमान नहीं स्वीकार कर सकेंगे. लेकिन जहां स्वमान है, सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट, वहां मान अपमान दोनों में समान रहेंगे. इट्स वेरी ब्यूटिफुल दैट वेयर देयर इज सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट एंड एबल टू एक्सेप्ट प्रेज एंड ओके समवन इज इंसल्टिंग मी व्हेन आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट दे आर अपसेट अबाउट समथिंग और दे आर इनसिक्योर और दे आर एंग्री, दे आर नॉट इन अ गुड मूड टुडे, दैट्स ओके. Okay, if there's some reason where I can learn, there's some gap in me where I can learn, I learn. But I don't need to take all the negative energy which they're giving me. That's okay. That's because they're not in a good state of mind. They're just angry about something. Yes? So I can remain stable if I am in that deep sense of self-esteem. Now future, I can remain optimistic, which I'm sure all of you are because we've seen you creating solutions in difficult situations. Past, I keep learning. So I'm free from self-guilt. Important? Keep learning from the past. Not holding on to the past, just learning. and moving ahead. Present, I understand that this present is in my hands, so I can create whatever thought I want. This is my choice. I can create my own thoughts, my own feelings, my own responses. Relationships, I take care that I constantly radiate good wishes, unconditional good wishes, unconditional love and acceptance towards myself and towards everyone in my family, important, my life partner, my children, important. Then my family at work, my colleagues with whom I am daily interacting, my seniors, my staff, roles, whatever I play, I am creative. I am able to detach from the role, play it, give my best, come back to my original self. Because at work you are at a leadership position, but when you come back in the family, whom are they waiting for? The family. Yes, the commander, the family is someone else, no? The leader is different at home. Yes, so who is the child waiting for? Child is waiting for whom at home? For the father. And today they don't even want fathers. Whom they do want? Friend. A friend. A mentor. Someone just there with whom they can chat, they can share. Yes, being able to play that role. You could be at a senior most position at your organization, but when you come back to a different area of life, you can just be a child, you can be a friend. Yes, the life partner needs, you know, a life partner. Again, they're also a friend. Yes, so important for us to be able to play different roles creatively, give my best. Knowledge, that knowledge is impactful, which I am practicing. Yes. That only knowledge can actually be imparted which I am practicing, no? Because today every child especially questions, kyun karna hai? Yes? Even in the organization, the culture is that they cannot question, no? In the security forces they cannot question. But who can they really be inspired by? Only a person who is being able to implement what he says, walk his talk. Yes? So whatever wisdom I have, knowledge I have, the power I can use only when I'm implementing it. Yes? When I'm doing what I understand. Money, the most important resources. Yes, you are very equipped to take care of the money that is wealth. But there's so much other wealth. The wealth of our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our relationships. Yes? Important? Somewhere very recently I heard this, read this article. Someone has sent it to us. We have a group. And she had sent this beautiful article. It was, I think, I forgot the name. Yeah, it's Clint Eastwood. He's been a very big actor, I think. And he wrote some very beautiful message in that. He said, what is luxury? Luxury, he says, is what money cannot buy. That's the luxury. A smile on the face of your loved one, which you can bring a smile on the face of your loved one, that's the luxury. Enjoying nature, the rain on your face, that's the luxury. Being loved by the people with whom you work, with whom you live, is a luxury. Yes? Being respected by others is a luxury. Being happy with yourself is luxury. So luxury is what money cannot buy. So there are so many other aspects of wealth which we need to acquire, accumulate blessings, accumulate love, accumulate happiness. And when money will come with all that happiness, love and in respect for each other, what happens? That money will give you a lot of, you know, sense of satisfaction, contentment. Time, this moment of mine is so important. So time is used through our thoughts, words and actions. So if I'm taking care of my thoughts, then I'm very light and stable within. If I'm taking care of my words, then I'm able to share love, sweetness, happiness with others. If I'm taking care of my actions, I'm able to inspire others. Yes? Each one of us inspires each one, and you already are in such a wonderful role of inspiring so many. But automatically, you know, every moment you're responding, you know, in the organization, at work, you're inspiring. And so when I'm taking care of my thoughts, words and action, I'm taking care of my time. You know, this aspect of time management, when I'm taking care of my thoughts, worry is less, stress is less. What happens to my time? Yeah, more time available, no? Yes. And so, when we are talking about spirituality in action, it's adding this energy to my daily work, in my daily responses. And so we find that this state of mind actually becomes the basis of our responses in every situation. So it's like the hub in the wheel. You know, the hub, dhuri. Yes. Yeah, I just took them together, thoughts, words and actions. So we saw that if we take care of them, we are taking care of our time. So if we are managing them, empowering them, time is managed better. And so we find taking care of my state of mind is like that hub. Now what happens to the metal of the hub in the wheel? Hub is the dhuri, jisko kehte hain. It's a middle portion. So what happens to this metal? This metal is always very strong and unshakable. So our state of mind becomes the hub of all our activities. If that is strong, you know, our deep sense of self-esteem, deep sense of faith in myself, unconditional good wishes for all, very deep level of that inner calmness, which is unshakable by situations, then what happens? I'm able to manage everything easily. It's like the eye of the storm. What happens? Technically, you know, what happens in the eye of the storm? Yes, it's the calmest place, but it's in the midst of a storm. And for a ship to reach there, most challenging, right? Because you have to go against the waves. Against jana hoga waves ke. So reaching the eye of the storm is very challenging. But once you are there, then what happens? The ship is safe. Yes? So in the same way, this is the eye of the storm. So once I learn how to remain, be in the eye of the storm in every difficult situation, it becomes much more easy to manage it, respond to it. This state of mind is a very beautiful energy. When I'm talking about the state of mind, it's part, it's a faculty of this beautiful energy which we will be learning about in our sessions in future in Raj Yoga. And this is this beautiful energy which is the guiding force of our physical energies. So what I see in the mirror every day is my physical energies, my physical self, my acquired self. And this beautiful being of light is the guiding force, is the subtle energy which is like the subtle driver for this physical body as a vehicle. So as long as taking care of the vehicle, I take care of the driver. Important? It's important. Yeah. Along with taking care of the ship, I take care of the captain. Along with taking care of your airplane, I take care of the pilot. Important? Because the pilot or the snake becomes the master. So it's not spending a lot of time. Once we learn meditation, we integrate it in our daily life in just a moment. Now that moment of relaxation, of meditation, of self-empowerment, the moment of refreshment, it gives us a lot of support. How does it help us? First, it's not so clear here, I'm sorry, but one box talks about its support in our physical health. We had a program, just a minute. It's called JAM, short form. I think it was Aspita, 2006, na? We had this program. It was inaugurated in our London branch. It was an international program where a single moment, you know, we were inaugurating it together, you know. And we were talking about how we had this project where we are helping individuals to spend 1 minute every hour for their self-empowerment. And there were people who were not open to spirituality. So we said that 1 minute you can just have a deep breath, you know, breathing. And some people who were already in the path of spirituality, their religion, they were having that 1 minute of prayer. And the others who were open for Raj Yoga meditation, we helped them to understand meditation and practice that. So we had this beautiful program. And that time we have a site called Just a Minute, where we have 22 commentaries for a minute. One minute, a little commentary, guided commentary, which when you're sitting in that one moment, how can you relax yourself? Now, what help, what support it gives us physically? A moment of silence slows down our heart rate and breathing. It normalizes my blood pressure. It helps me to use oxygen more efficiently. It slows down our aging process and it improves our immune system. That 1 minute, how does it help healing? In that silence, we connect to our inner values and start the process of healing. So even before that hour, if there's something which has disturbed me, given me a lot of stress, given me a little pain, been very unpleasant, in that one moment of meditation, I can heal myself. No matter how tired and busy I am, I can give myself the gift of a minute, a long deep breath in my busy life. That 1 minute of silence can help me disconnect from the present and refresh myself. So it helps me to give me a retreat from the stresses of the world. For that moment, I find solitude with myself, spend that quality time with myself, and then fly back to my responsibilities feeling refreshed. Yes? So maybe in these 2-3 days which we are here, you will have many more opportunities to learn meditation and then practice it in this little one moment capsule. Is it possible? A minute? Possible? Yes? Throughout your working routine, even a minute. It could be even that 1 minute when you're having a cup of tea, or maybe drinking a glass of water, or maybe just moving from one room to the other, one office to the other, in the elevator. It doesn't mean that that minute you should be stationary, closing your eyes. When it's practice, it becomes a part of our daily life. Let's have a few moments. Okay, we'll have a few moments and then we'll maybe personally talk to you. Okay, let's have this little moment of silence with ourselves. Now, in the beginning, I was just talking to you. Well, I had this. This is about the experiment of Dr. Emoto. I was talking to you. I'm sorry, I didn't show you the slides. So, if you see, we are talking about heavy metal music. This is an image. I've taken these images from the net only. So, it's available for you to see there. So, if you see heavy metal music, it's a distorted image. And once there's soft music around that water, then after some time, you again freeze it and see there are beautiful crystal formations. Then they also had labels on the bottle. I think that part of the experiment I forgot to tell you. Labels. And they again took a sample of the water, freezed it and saw it under the microscope. Those labels which had negative words, distorted image again. And wherever the words were positive, beautiful crystal formations. And they're just labels. They're words written only on labels. Then with prayer, without prayer. And this is the remote prayer experiment. So whatever I'm sitting here and thinking about someone in my family, at work, it's reaching them. Okay. So let's have this little moment with ourselves where we allow ourselves to relax. You can just sit a little alert and I will give you a few thoughts. So it will be more than a minute. I'll just give you a few thoughts so that you guide your mind. At present, like for your work, for your actual work and your training, you are experts. You are guiding, training so many people. But because meditation is something which maybe you have begun this journey now, we need a little support. Because the mind gets easily distracted and there are so many other things on your mind, maybe afterwards we need to do. So all those thoughts come in the middle. So in the beginning, we can take support of a guided meditation. So I will just give you a few thoughts. You can allow your mind to create similar thoughts and experience. Now whenever we are meditating or whenever we are thinking, we are using two faculties which later on will be more clear in our session on the self. We are using the mind, which is the thought creating faculty, and we are using the intellect, which is the visualizing faculty, which we call as a mind's eye. Like suppose I asked you to remember your family. Okay? So you remember your life partner, your children, your home. Yes? So as soon as you thought about your family, you thought about your life partner, your child, when you thought about them, you could see them? You could see them? Yes. So I create the thought and I can visualize. What did you do before? Create the thought before or see before? Thought, but it's like simultaneously. No? You created the thought and you were also seeing them. So the mind creates the thought. And who visualizes? It's the intellect. It's the mind's eye. We use this word, no? Mind's eye. That's the one who visualizes. We use both these faculties. So as soon as you started thinking about your life partner, your mind got settled. In the same way used for the self. We are using this, we are using our mind to create thoughts, and we will use our intellect to visualize those thoughts. Okay? So in the beginning, because we are beginning this journey, we can close our eyes. For those who meditate regularly, you can keep your eyes open. Allow yourself to be gently disconnected from the outside. And as you become aware of yourself in the present, through the mind's eye, see yourself seated alone here, just by yourself. Become aware of the silence outside. And as you gently focus on yourself, through my mind's eye, I see my physical body, my physical being, which I can see every day in the mirror. I acknowledge this physical identity. And yet I am aware that I am this beautiful light which is seated in the midst of the forehead. The body is my vehicle. And I, this beautiful light, is a subtle driver. Through my mind's eye, I see this beautiful being of light, like a shining star. I am a peaceful soul. Through my mind's eye, I visualize this light of peace flowing from this beautiful star to the entire body. The energy of peace radiating in the environment. I experience this inner calmness. I now become aware that peace is my original state of mind, my natural state of mind. I am a peaceful soul, feeling light, feeling calm, feeling refreshed, enjoying this inner calmness. I gently come back. I come back in my present. I come back and become aware of my room where I'm sitting. I open my eyes. And yet within me, I feel very light and centered. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Didi, for taking us through the self-empowerment so nicely. Now